This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Tarawih. And no doubt, as we are in the beginning of this great month, it's very important to start very clearly, very positively, have a vision about where we're going. And that is about making sure that our hearts, our intention, our minds are clear in where we are, what do we want to achieve, and where we are heading. And that's about having the right intention. Now, a lot of the time, people talk about intention in terms of, you know, from the aspects of the fuqaha, and whether, you know, intention is like a condition or a pillar of the salah, or a condition of certain ibadat like wudu or the like. But here we're talking about not just that it's a condition of fasting, that you intend to fast, but rather it's more about the fact that you are also having the, what are you trying to achieve from your fasting? And without doubt, fasting is a great act of ibadah, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us to do. Because you see in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَكُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَكُمُ الْخَيْطُ الْأَبْيَضُ مِنَ الْخَيْطِ الْأَسْوَدِ مِنَ الْفَجْرِ. In the night, Allah is saying to eat and drink until Fajr time, basically, until the dawn time is apparent, distinct from the night. Then Allah says, ثُمَّ أَتِمُّ الصِّيَامَ إِلَى اللَّيْلِ. Then complete or continue the fasting till the night time, meaning until Maghrib. So the situation of the believer in his intention is that he is responsive. And that's an important part of why do we fast. What is our intention? Is that we are responding to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's saying to you, eat and drink. You are allowed to eat and drink. And then he says to you, fast. You stop eating and drinking. So your reality as a Muslim is responding to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is very important, because one of the things that Ramadan is trying to teach us in this training facility that we are in is that our nafs, our alter ego, if you like, that which is in, how do we control that? How do we get a grip of that? How do we allow ourselves to be in control, not to be guided by our whims and by our desires and by our lusts, but rather we are guided by what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us. So that's an important aspect of Ramadan. And what better than you as an individual, as the human? And many times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how do they refer to the human? What is the title of the human? What is the best and most honorable title of a human? And that is al-abd. Al-abd, the slave. No better translation for the word abd than the slave. I mean, some people translate it as the worshipper or the servant. The reality is the abd is a slave. And when you are a slave, you are basically submitting yourself to your master, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what really makes you, what makes that fasting and makes the intention in fasting such prevalent, you know, such something that's so beautiful and so real. Because like I said to you, it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling you what to do and what not to do, what makes things right and what makes things not right, and not allowing your nafs, your desire. You know, tomorrow is going to be a very hard day, let's face it. A lot of people wake up tomorrow, they're going to have headaches, they're going to, you know, because not used to fasting, it's a new experience, it's going to be very hard. The usual inclination of the nafs is, I need my breakfast, I need my cup of coffee, I need my tea, I need this. It's about how do I overcome that. And you're overcoming it because you're saying, Ana Muslim, I am a Muslim, I am a abd, I'm a slave. And by saying I'm a Muslim, it means that you are submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That whatever Allah wants from you, you are ready to follow in that in that guidance. And that's what made Ibrahim alayhi salam who he is. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ his Lord said to him, Aslim, submit. He said, Aslamtu li Rabbil Alameen, I have submitted to the Lord of the world. So this Ramadan, as you start off, your intention should be, I am fasting Ramadan because I am a Muslim, meaning I am submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm going to do what He wants me to do, what He is telling me to do. I am going to follow His instructions, and I'm not submitting to my desires. I'm not submitting to my whims, to my weaknesses, to my shahawat, all these things. No, I'm going to control them. I'm going to be in charge here. And secondly, what I want to say is as well, which is a very important point for anything in intention. With intention, you know, the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so great. It is so magnificent, the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more you seek Allah, the more He gives you. You know, in the beautiful hadith of Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي شِبْرًا تَقَرَّبْتُ إِلَيْهِ ذِرَاعًا إِذَا جَاءَنِي شِبْرًا أَتَيْتُهُ ذِرَاعًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when my slave comes to me, a hand span or a foot, length of a foot, I come to him an arm's length. وَإِن تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ ذِرَاعًا تَقَرَّبْتُ إِلَيْهِ أَوْ أَتَيْتُهُ بَاعًا. That if he comes to me a ذِرَاع, a ذِرَاع is basically an arm from here to here, is called a ذِرَاع. Okay, so if it's all metaphoric, but the point is, if you can't take a step of so much, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come closer to you much more. If you take this step of coming close to Allah, Allah will come a step to you for a ba'a. Which is ba'a, you can't see my hands, but ba'a is basically the whole arms stretched out. This is called the ba'a. So the more you come closer to Allah, the more Allah will come closer to you. And that is the whole nature and the whole reality of fasting, of this ibadah, of this practice, is that I want to come closer to Allah. So Allah wants to give you, but you have to seek Allah to get that. If you don't seek it, you're not going to get. You know, if you don't knock on the door and you don't ask, nobody's going to open the door for you. Okay, it's a simple equation. So in Ramadan, make sure that you're knocking on Allah's door. And right now, today, as we're starting Ramadan, make that intention as wide as possible, as big as possible, you know. Try to intend so many things out of Ramadan that you want to achieve. It's not about the intention of just, you know, I just want to intend to fast tomorrow, which you should have, inshallah. But also make it wider than this. Make it bigger than this, inshallah ta'ala. Allah will give you according to your intention.